This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back in from the garden once again to do the Robert Scott Bell Show. It was so great last week to be outdoors on the porch overlooking a farm homestead. And, I've got a humble little triple raised bed and some, miscellaneous plants and trees growing, some fruit, and we've got some avocados that are blossoming now. But, no matter where you're at, you always can strive to do more. That's what I'm saying. I'm making peace with the fact that I still got so much to learn. And I hope y'all recognize that's a fun part of life as well. Because when you stop learning, you could stop healing. You might as well at that point forget it. Just sign out and go somewhere else. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show Sunday afternoon on the East Coast. If you are on the West Coast, good morning to you. And if you're just waking up after what I hear is another tremendous love tour relative to the Cal Jam, so sorry I missed that this year. I'm hoping to be back next year for that, but I heard it was just fantastic. The energy was rocking. You are welcome here. If you're bleary-eyed, we're going to wake you up with good information. We got some cannabis updates right out the gate in just a moment, but we're going to pause for a moment because I just learned that the actor Bill Paxton has died at the age of 61. Another Hollywood celebrity taken out way too early. Now, today, of course, is a big Hollywood celebrity day because I think the Academy Awards is that tonight? Super Don, do you know? Is that today? Academy Awards Day?
I never watch it.
I know. I just barely know that it's supposed to be coming up soon. Maybe it's not today, but it's the Oscars. Yeah, Academy Awards. So yeah. Also, for those of you motorheads, I think it's Daytona 500 day too. And they're going to have a great race for those of you who still like to burn those fuels coming from the earth, whatever you call them, fossil or not, while you still have them. Oh, great fun. But in the meantime, Bill Paxton dead at 61. Why? Apparently, and we don't know a lot of details, but at 61 years of age, he underwent heart surgery and died from the complications post-operative and suffered a fatal stroke. So don't take lightly the fact that open heart surgery, bypass surgery has become commonplace. It still could be, a case like Bill Paxton where you go in at 61, you're relatively young relative to age span in the West today. And you don't come out, or you come out and you're done. And again, my heart goes out to the family of Bill Paxton. I bring it up because anytime something happens to a celebrity, it's hopefully a teachable moment too. And I know this is not directed at the family. It's directed at anybody who is suffering or being told that they're suffering from a heart-related ailment, specifically occlusions, coronary occlusions that result in bypass surgeries. The reason this happened in the middle of the 20th century, the direction they went towards surgery instead of another method, was because surgery was way more, profitable. It was going to be an incredible $100 billion at this point since 50, 60, 70 years now since they went this direction. But the idea is you're not allowed to know that there are other ways to clear your arteries other than surgically either roto-rootering them or putting in some kind of a stent or a balloon to open it up again, or in the worst case scenario where you got 70, 80, 90% occlusion, they just go in and take a vein from your leg, turn it inside out, and connect it to your heart and bypass the artery that is occluded or blocked. And of course, you open up the, even though they're, I think they're doing some more advances in, I don't know if they still call it laparoscopic, but, you know, incisions that don't require opening up the whole body cavity by splitting the sternum. It's still any type of a violation of that earth suit that you wear is a trauma, and it can result in death. Some of the issues are post-operative infections. We don't know what happened to Bill Paxton here, but what I'm going to say right now is if you don't listen to Advanced Medicines on the Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're missing out on the fact that if you or a loved one is being threatened with this surgery, you can go a different route. It's called intravenous chelation. IV chelation with synthetic amino acids, and that's a very rapid route, relatively speaking, of cleaning the arteries out without having to resort to devastating surgery that can kill you. And if it doesn't outright kill you, it weakens you. My dad had it, and eventually his kidneys failed, and he was on hemodialysis for a number of months before he passed. He just couldn't handle being tethered that way. So, again, love and prayers to the family of Bill Paxton. But, again, hopefully this is a teachable moment where you can look more into IV chelation therapy and, of course, the increased use of selenium, chromium, and silica, as I talk about in Unlock the Power to Heal, as whole food supplemental ways to restore function, elasticity, strength, and integrity to the vascular system. All right, Super D, anything you want to say about Bill? I mean, I didn't want to review his movies. He's been in so many. Very good actor, and we've enjoyed watching.
I mean, anybody
movies,
who's watched any movies over the years. I mean, obviously, yeah, you know, you had Aliens and Twister and Weird Science and stuff like that. I mean, he's a great actor, and you know, I mean, and what happened to him is something very close to what happened to my dad. If you remember, he had an angioplasty,
right,
and then ended up suffering a stroke. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, so yeah, these things do happen. It's a bummer. It's definitely a bummer,
but it's preventable. If you know what to do, it is preventable. And like, you know, that game over, man, game over. And you know, that's, he'll be remembered for a lot of great movies for a lot of years. But again, just if it helps one other person to not have to go down that road, again, it's not wasted. All right, folks, we got issues, concerns about cannabis criminality, if you will, from the federal government. Word from Spicer says Trump administration, we're going to go after those states that do not medical, but recreational marijuana. Let's go ahead and hear his opening statement.
My question to you is with Jeff Sessions over at the Department of Justice as AG, what's going to be the Trump administration's position on marijuana legalization where it's in a state-federal conflict like this?
Thanks, Rory. There's two distinct issues here, medical marijuana and recreational marijuana. I think medical marijuana, I've said before, that the president understands the pain and suffering that many people go through who are facing especially terminal diseases and the comfort that some of these drugs, including medical marijuana, can bring to them. And that's one that Congress, through a rider, I think, put in appropriations bill saying the Department of Justice wouldn't be funded to go after those folks.
So on a federal level, Spicer's coming out and saying, the Obama administration, they didn't do a heck of a lot in that regard either, but saying that, you know what, the medical thing, Congress already said its intent, we're not messing with that, but look out, recreational marijuana states. And that's where we go next, and I think there's some misunderstandings, miscommunications. I don't know what's going on here, but I will, I'll hazard a guess that it's convenient when you're in the federal government to forget about states' rights, or what they call nullification in the 10th Amendment.
There's a big difference between that and recreational marijuana. And I think that when you see something like the opioid addiction crisis blossoming in so many states around this country, the last thing that we should be doing is encouraging people.
Okay, so this is interesting. This is a miscommunication based on a misunderstanding on some level, or they're just dunderheaded and stupid. Because as you and I know, Super D, and we've been covering for a couple of years now at least, that the opioid crisis can be reduced or eliminated with the freeing up of the utilization of cannabis in all ways. And that includes recreational, because people that use it recreationally are often dealing with other issues that might be medicated in a negative way by the pharmaceutical industry that the Fear and Death Administration approves. But I don't want to spend a lot of time on a dunderheaded statement like that. I really want to get to the heart of what's wrong with even a Trump administration, because we're equal opportunity offenders when it comes to whoever's president. When Obama did bad things, we pointed out. If we disagree with the Trump administration, we're not holding water for the Trump administration. We're going to point it out. And here's where they lose it on federalism.
There is still a federal law that we need to abide by in terms of the medical, when it comes to recreational marijuana and other drugs of that nature. So I think there's a big difference between medical marijuana, which states have a, the states where it's allowed in a...
Listen to that. Did you hear him hesitate there? Where states, wait, I can't go all the way because I'm about to say states have a right to do what they want. And then they say, no, we don't mean it that way. It's the difference between medical and recreational. We got to ignore the state's issue here.
In accordance with the appropriations rider, has set forth a process to administer and regulate that usage versus recreational marijuana. That's a very, very different subject.
Spicer is indicating that they do not believe in federalism on this issue, that they take their marching orders from Congress because Congress says don't enforce the federal ban on cannabis when the states have passed medical usage bills. But when it comes to recreational, we want you to keep going because Congress didn't say not to. So there's federal supremacy for you in the Trump administration. Now, does Trump actually believe this? Spicer's supposed to be representative of his views. I don't know if he's come out specifically and said this or if he's been informed that the distinction between the opioid crisis and the cannabis issue. The cannabis issue is a crisis only because it's not available everywhere yet as a total plant. But it is available as CBD. So what are they going to do with Department of Justice enforcement here? Here's another question for Spicer.
Did want to follow up on this medical marijuana question. So is the federal government then going to take some sort of action around this recreational marijuana in the state?
Well, I think that's a question for the Department of Justice. I do believe that you'll see greater enforcement of it. Because, again, there's a big difference between the medical use, which Congress has through an appropriations rider in 2014, made very clear what the intent of what their intent was in terms of how the Department of Justice would handle that issue. That's very different than the recreational use, which is something the Department of Justice, I think, will be further looking into.
Remember Jeff Sessions, I'm not going to play his clip on this when he was, before he was confirmed, was asked about this. And he said, listen, Congress, all you got to do is pass a bill, pass a law that says back down, just like they did on the medical issue. But at the same time, if Trump, I do believe this, if Trump were informed that the opioid crisis is reduced even or especially when medical marijuana and recreational marijuana, if you want to call it that, are available. Cannabis available in both forms, all forms for all people of adult status, of course. And then you'd see a difference. Also, if he knew that the gang warfare, the drug crimes associated with abolition of cannabis have been greatly reduced because there's no incentive for the drug wars to happen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, The service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
You're listening to the one show that never compromises when it comes to health, freedom, and healing liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan, robertscottbell.com. I just came in from the garden to do this show, and happy to be here with you. Again, Super Don, have you been hearing a lot about the concerns, because I have, about, oh my gosh, the Trump administration is now going to crack down on states that have legalized cannabis, and, you know, it's sort of like, oh, I told you he's not all that, right? I want to parse this with what we played with the clips from Sean Spicer and the perspective of Jeff Sessions going in as, you know, head of, as Attorney General.
Yeah, I mean, look, there has been some concern, especially with most of the talk has been about Jeff Sessions up until this press briefing with Sean Spicer, where he threw some red flags out there. It is concerning, but, you know, like we say, if you go back to the words of Jeff Sessions, now this guy, he's the attorney general. He's like the you know, the top cop, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. In the country. And so I thought, I was very encouraged by what he said. And I think it's very appropriate, the stance that he's taking on this, because it's not up to the attorney general to decide what laws are the ones to enforce. He just enforces the law. So how does the law get changed on a federal level? It's not with Jeff Sessions.
No, it's not. But you heard my concerns about Spicer's perspective. If he's accurately portraying...
Listen, the thing about Spicer in his comments, it's like, I don't know where exactly he's getting this from, who it is that's writing this for him, but it is discouraging to hear his ignorance on the issue.
Right, when on the opioid crisis.
Yeah, I mean, when he's trying to link recreational marijuana to the opioid crisis... I mean, it's quite the opposite. There's no scientific evidence to back up that theory.
No, there's no epidemiological evidence either. if you want to call that scientific. Some people say, oh, that's not the same, but it is. And this, you know, what I want to get at here as well is a parallel track that if Trump is made aware, because he's a pragmatic guy when it comes to, he doesn't want to do stuff that's not going to work. He's very bottom line oriented. Get it done. And at which gets done has to make sense, right? It's not just pulled out of the air. So if he is of the perspective that cannabis used recreationally is contributing to the opioid crisis, he would be sadly misinformed. If he's given perspective that is actually reducing, and this is where I was going right before we ran out of time, I just felt pressured to get it out, but If he understands what we know and what has been followed up on since they've been following what's going on in those states where cannabis is legalized, and even how it's taken its step out from the drug war or the cartels, right? The drug cartels. What have they done? Since more of it is available fully legally in these states, their sales have significantly dropped off. Their profit margin has gone into the tank, and they're like, why do we bother with cannabis anymore? So they go more toward the opioids, whether they be the pharmaceutical drugs being smuggled in from elsewhere or whether they be the illicit drugs like heroin, for instance, that, you know, that are legitimately a problem. But to still target cannabis, listen, the legalization of cannabis, even recreationally, or I shall say especially recreationally, has taken the incentive right out of the drug gangs. The cartels from south of the border are like, why do we ship this into the states? They're getting it cheaper, easier in the states where it's now just freely growing. You know, in those states that have made it legal in that way. So perspective is, if Obama, I keep wanting to say Obama. If Trump,
I know it's hard, right?
I know it is. If Trump got that message, if Spicer didn't, if he wasn't accurately representing Trump at that moment, I don't know. But if Trump got the message and sees it, there's no way he's going to say a top priority of the Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions is to target states that have legalized recreational cannabis or weed. And again, the other point I wanted to make, which was the parallel track point, which was the 10th Amendment. How convenient is it that once you get into power, you kind of forget federalism, which says the states, you know, are more powerful. They don't want to acknowledge that they don't have the authority at the federal level. Because if Spicer were representing Trump in a 10th Amendment sort of way, he would say, hey, Congress, get off your aspirin and do what you did with directing us not to bother with medical. But even more, he would push back on Congress, say, hey, Congress, you don't even have the authority. We don't have the authority on the federal level to ban a plant that, if you want to say God created, more power to you because it's the truth. All right, we'll leave that one alone. If you'd like to call in and talk about it, we might bend it open again. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We got some questions of the day coming up. Kidney transplants and vaccinations, how are they related? Very interesting what's happening from the dunderheaded doctors on this front. Also, more food freedom bills being passed. And we have, well, a whole lot more to talk about, including prebiotics and food.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every unit. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I had a question of the day come in over the week, and I sent a message out to the perfect person to respond, and she responded this morning just before we went to air, and she's joining me now, Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, who really brings science and integrity to medicine back where it belongs, and she's a hero of mine, doing great work. She's written a lot as well, a number of books we'll talk about briefly. But Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, I was talking about folks that had to get up early today after the Cal Jam and how you might feel hungover, even though I know you don't drink, I don't either, but I stayed up late when I was there last time.
Yes, I definitely stayed up late because, you know, this is just something that doesn't happen very often, and, mm-hmm. you know, all this gathering and seeing everyone, so you want to make the most of it when you can.
Yeah, exactly. And then there was the after party, 70s theme. They had a great band. Even though I don't dance, I was dancing. It was so much fun. So I imagine it was a great weekend and they received you well. So, as far as events, you've spoken at a lot of medical events, as have I, and it's unique. There's nothing else that you can describe it. It's like.
Yes, there's nothing else that can describe it. It's basically a weekend-long party, but people aren't, like, annihilating their brains out like most parties are. They're enriching themselves with new information and being, you know, in a giant auditorium with people who are, you know, supporting the effort to bring humanity back to the place where we started and where it should be as far as our health and our genetic code goes. So there's nothing like that that I'm aware of, and Billy and Mary Jane do such an amazing job. You know, usually when I go to events, and it's just human error, is that there's always a snafu here and there, and I have to say that I have never seen a group of more dedicated, compulsive people that, and they're so friendly and nice, but the job that people did, the backstage lady that was changing the slides, you know, the guy that put on my headset, it was like the care and attention that was paid to every little detail was like nothing I've ever known before. It was really great.
And the audience, the energy going back and forth between the speakers, and of course there's rock and roll music through the weekend. It's a jam. It's the Cal Jam, and I hope to be back next year for that. But I'm so glad Dr. Suzanne Humphreys got to enjoy it and also educate the mostly the doctors of chiropractic, but there are all kinds of healers and doctors that enjoy that weekend. So Billy D will be back next year. If I'm invited, I'll be there. So anyway, Dr. Yeah. Suzanne Humphreys, I had a question of the day coming in. I'm going to play it right now, and we're going to get a great answer from a doctor nephrologist, but here's the theme song.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day came in from Paul. He said, hello, Robert. I'm reaching out to you as a member of the medical community related to the truth about cancer. My son, Stephen, is a 21-year-old that requires a kidney transplant, and I was wondering if you could help us out. We live in the Boston area, have been turned down for a transplant by two major transplant hospitals. The reason for that is that Stephen, our son, has not been vaccinated for just about all the vaccines that the hospitals say are necessary for proper care post-transplant. We're seeking help to find a nephrologist and or surgeon anywhere in the country that could accommodate us. Thanks for your help, Paul. Well, Paul, I got the best answer for you. Well, the best answer-er for you, right? Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, also a nephrologist. And is this an isolated incident where they're going to say, no, you got to get caught up on all your vaccines? I'm thinking this could devastate someone who's already compromised that needs a kidney transplant.
Yes, it's a really big problem, and it's really, in my opinion, even more devastating in the childhood population, because they're completely rigid when it comes to young children and babies that need transplants. They make sure that every vaccine that can be given to that person by that age is given before they will allow the transplant. So they basically withhold the transplant. They won't give this, I won't say it's life-saving because there are other things that can save the life for a period of time, but if you have a choice between dialysis and transplantation, you're going to live longer and you're going to have an easier life with the transplant than you will with the dialysis. It also happens with 20-year-olds, so this is the other group of people that I get called all the time. And it's a bad idea for a lot of reasons. One of the things that you mentioned is that these people are already sick, and their immune systems, you know, when you have kidney failure, your immune system is it's impaired, your antibody response is less, and in general, those people, if you're a vaccinologist, you're going to say that they need higher doses of all the vaccines and more doses in order to get them to respond, because their immune systems are, you know, they're not the same as yours and mine as reactive. So even if you do vaccinate them, there's no guarantee that they're going to respond to the vaccine in the desired way. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is that they're about to be immunosuppressed, and so any immunity that they might gain from that could be suppressed from the immune suppression. And so even if your vaccine did work, there's no guarantee you'll be protected in the way the vaccine was designed to protect you. But in my opinion, the bigger issue, and this is where I cannot understand why these transplant surgeons won't listen to reason, don't think of this themselves, is that, you know, you're injecting a substance into the body that's got all sorts of antigens, obviously, and then the adjuvants. And what that does is that ramps up the immune system, and it's going to lower your tolerance. So then after you put that kidney in there, you're going to require, in my opinion, this is my opinion based on the scientific evidence that I have, that I've downloaded articles about what's called alloantigen, you know, response after vaccination. So then you put that kidney in there, and the reactivity of that the body's going to have towards that kidney to try to reject it, in my opinion, is going to be much higher in the vaccinated person than the unvaccinated person. And there is human evidence out there to support my opinion, in that there have been two adults that have come to me in the past year and said that somehow, by some miracle, they slipped through the cracks, totally unvaccinated people. They were raised by chiropractors or raised by parents who were conscious, you know, born in a normal way, and they had a genetic disease, you know, like Alport's or something like that, that shut down the kidneys. And so the only problem they had was this particular thing, and they've had a pretty much medication-free life. Mm-hmm. And then they get the kidney transplant vaccine-free, and the amount of medication that these people need is so low that the transplant nephrologists really don't know what to do with them at a certain point, because they can't lower the dose anymore without stopping the drug, and they're afraid to stop it because then they're concerned that the kidney could reject. So, in my opinion, if you were to do a vaccinated, unvaccinated study using all transplant patients, I have no doubt whatsoever that the transplant take degree, the take level, in other words, the acceptance level of that kidney transplant would be much higher, much easier to manage in the unvaccinated person. So these transplant surgeons are making their jobs more difficult because they've bought into the fear paradigm. Now, look, there's no guarantee either way, but their concern is that if you're immunocompromised and measles is circulating, that measles could be devastating to you, because it is your cell-mediated immunity that's going to be stamped down by the drugs that you're given. So it's a valid fear to have, in that any kind of infection that's going to require your cell-mediated immunity will be much more difficult for you to handle. But then again, shouldn't that be left to the person taking the kidney transplant, especially if they're an adult?
Absolutely.
So that's really my take on it, is that there should still be choice, but they want to have good stats at their center. And
sure.
I think if they want to just have good stats, then they should listen to me and they should listen to the patient, because the long-term survival of that kidney is going to be much better in the unvaccinated person. But they're so paranoid about them getting an infection that will kill them that they want them to get flu shots every year, MMR before the transplant, all the other vaccines that are due to that person before the transplant, or they won't do it. Now, I'll say that once in a while, someone has called me, especially in pediatrics, that they've gone to enough transplant centers and talked that they were able to negotiate either drawing titers or maybe not having to have the flu shot and just having to have the MMR and the DPT, so that people have been able to negotiate to get fewer vaccines. But it's only been by dumb luck that once in a while the two people that I know of got zero vaccines in their whole life and were still able to get a transplant. But I think it's just like it's clenching down in most of the world because of people like Paul Offit and Gregory Poland preaching false doctrine to doctors, that I think the transplant surgeons have also fallen prey to this misinformation.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you talk about prayer here, because I believe in that, that this family, you know, that's reached out to us, Paul, the dad, you know, asking for, is there anybody, are there any nephrologists out there, any surgeons that are willing? How about this? I mean, when you recognize this is a life or death scenario, when we talk about right and wrong, what is the legitimacy in terms of, if this were my son, would I say, yes, he's had all of his vaccines and that's that? Or would they demand proof of it? And if so, it's not electronic records necessarily. There are, you can access these things directly from the CDC little cards. I'm not asking you to tell them what to do here, but gee, I just think about it. I'm going, you know what? Knowing that the odds of success are better, I don't want them shot up at all.
No, I wouldn't want them shot up either, just because of the transplant success rate. And because there's no guarantee. I mean, there have been people who have had perfect immunity, you know, to whatever diseases or vaccine-induced immunity before, say, having chemotherapy for cancer. And then afterwards, it's totally shot, and they end up with the diseases anyway. So, you know, the time to vaccinate, there's really no good time. But just if you vaccinate beforehand, that doesn't guarantee that you're going to have immunity afterwards.
Right.
You know, and very because important. Measles really isn't circulating that much in this country except for possibly, you know, vaccine strain measles at a very low level here and there, you know, it's a pretty good, you know, bet. But then someone will tell me off and say, yeah, well, it's only not circulating because, you know, most people are vaccinated. And that would be true. So, you know, the picture, you know, the pro-vaccine love to simplify things. But the bottom line is that it's not simple at all. But I think that if people can get titers, because before the chickenpox came on board, chickenpox vaccine came on board, they did a survey of parents who didn't think their kids had chickenpox, and then they titered them, and they found that I think it was 63% of those children whose parents thought they never had chickenpox actually had titers. And with the measles, it's 30% of people who didn't think they had measles had titers to it. So titers mean everything to them. Even if they don't protect you, titers mean everything to the medical community.
Well, it's part of their religious dogma, Dr. Humphreys. You're right. By the way, folks, yes. If you want to find out about Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, we have it linked up in the show notes, drsuzanne.net, drsuzanne.net. What's the latest book everybody should be reading from you?
Well, my autobiography, which is a very entertaining read, is called Rising from the Dead, and that's available on Amazon.com.
Rising from the Dead. You guys get it. We've got it linked up in the show notes. If we don't, we'll have it there shortly. RobertScottBell.com. Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, I'm so grateful that you joined me, and I want to get you back on as soon as possible to do more extensive coverage of the vaccine issue and everything else we share ideals with, all right?
Yes, great. Thanks for calling.
All right, that's drsuzanne.net, linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Paul, thanks for asking your question of the day. We got lots more healing to go after this, and, well, I'm grateful that you're here. We'll be right back after this break. Go check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
All right.
right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Arriving 24 hours late from Korea, Private Bill Speakman, V.C., King's Own Scottish Borderers, lands at Lynham. On the left is the red ribbon. Later, the King will decorate Bill, who now receives the welcome of the Mayor of Altrincham, himself a war hero. The Army sent Bill home because they didn't want to lose him. At Hill 217, he proved himself a born leader.
Well, this is an interesting story. I mean, it's not Memorial Day, it's not Veterans Day or anything, but still, it's a unique story here, Super Don, that you just found out to wrap up the first hour of the show today. Headline reads, How One Soldier Used Beer to Fight Off 6,000 Enemy Troops. Beer!
Who knew the power of beer, right? Yeah.
Right?
it is a very intriguing headline. It's the reason why I noticed it. And I thought, you know, I'm trying on a daily basis to come up with a story that's not just a ha-ha, hoo-hoo, funny, you know,
silly stuff,
sophomore
right?
thing, and something that's kind of cool. And this particular story is interesting. Now, what you heard there was the newsreel from back in 1952 when this Private William Speakman came back home. He was a member of the British Army, and it was during the time when the Korean War was going on. And so he was over in Korea, and they were fighting at that time the Chinese People Liberation Army that were in Korea. And his regiment was given the task of taking this hill called United Hill. Okay, it was a Chinese outpost. So they took the hill. that wasn't really much of a struggle. But the struggle came in trying to hold it and hold that position. So it turns out that while his regiment is there holding this position, the Chinese army is assaulting the position with mortars and cannons. And this went on for hours, and they were, you know, shooting them and throwing grenades and all this stuff, trying to hold back these 6,000 Chinese troops. Well, it went on for such a long period of time that they ended up running out of grenades. So here you've got this private at this outpost trying to figure out what can we do to keep holding off these troops because we're out of grenades, we're out of weapons. So they what they did is they started grabbing rocks and, get this, beer bottles. Now, talk about engineer. I guess when you're in that type of a situation, you're going to use whatever you can, right? I mean, you got troops that are assaulting your posts. You're going to do whatever you can. And it turns out that even with rocks and beer bottles, mm-hmm. they managed to hold off this force of 6,000 Chinese troops until reinforcements came on. So,
wow.
I mean, I guess they must have drank a lot of beer, because to hold off 6,000 Chinese troops with beer bottles, they must have had a lot to go with there. But as a result of doing this and the bravery and ingenuity, I guess you could say, he received one of their highest honors, which is called the Victoria Cross. So anyway, I mean, who would have ever thought, right, that mm-hmm. in a time of war that these guys could hold off the enemy with beer bottles?
Well, and I think a larger lesson here when we talk about art of war, not like we love talking about war and stuff, but we recognize that you have a right to defend yourself, taking it out of the context of that whole story, that you utilize what you have, right? You improvise with what you have. You do your best. You go in with a plan. But recognizing, too, you know, what is the intent of the enemy? How are they going to fight? You know, maybe it was they didn't like warm beer. For instance, if it was British, right? Because you know, that could alone could defeat a lot of those that only drink it cold.
It was old skunky beer. Let's just
right.
use that. Get rid of
you,
it.
You did them in with that. But the idea is, listen, not encouraging warfare. Like I said, I like to hear one day they threw a war and nobody showed up to fight it. That would be awesome. Recognizing, though, that this planet is a warring planet. We're in a warring universe. As much as vitamin L permeates the Robert Scott Bell Show, you have to take appropriate steps to protect yourself. When we look back at, for instance, the Korean police action or Vietnam police action, we can look back to some degree with hindsight and say, you know what, was that a constitutional war? I can't argue for Britain's sake. The United Kingdom had their perspectives on being there. The United States, we look back and there were people protesting it at the time back here at home, and maybe they didn't have a constitutional basis. They just didn't like war, right? And so they were tarred and feathered as leftist peacemongers, right? I'd rather be a peacemonger than a warmonger any day. But the idea is, if you find, and we've talked about stories about a Christmas solstice that, or armistice that happened one day on the war fields, I think in World War II even, and World War I, that you can step back from it and see things from a different perspective at any time. So anyway, yeah, lighten it up with an interesting beer story there, Super Don. Not that I drink beer anymore unless it's non-alcoholic, but anyway.
He saved 400 British troops that
day. Yeah, very good. Good on you, mate, as they say in Australia. Listen, we got a lot more healing to go. Could you fast and regenerate your pancreas, overcoming type 2 and even type 1 diabetes? That's the question we'll start with next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.